From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here's the news, first the headlines. Indonesia calls on Japan for transparency on Fukushima water release. Indonesia Minister of Manpower highlights the achievements of Indonesia-Malaysia cooperation. Malaysian ambassador appreciates close bilateral relations with Indonesia. And now the news in details. The first news. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi on Thursday called on Japan to ensure transparency in releasing the treated radioactive water from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean and continuously monitor the process. The minister remarked following a working meeting with the House of Representatives in Jakarta. There are two key aspects to the Fukushima power plant. The first one is regarding the transparency of the process. The second is the need for monitoring. She requested that the Japanese government coordinate with International Atomic Energy Agency in addressing the radioactive water issue. The second news. Indonesia Minister of Manpower Ida Fauzia is optimistic that bilateral relations between Indonesia and Malaysia remain strong amidst global dynamics full of uncertainty. In her remarks at the 66th Malaysian Independence Day celebration on Thursday in Jakarta, Ida Fauzia said, "Indonesia and Malaysia have strong commitment to increasing cooperation in various fields." According to Ida Fauzia, Malaysia is Indonesia's second largest trading partner with the 55th largest investment in 2022 in ASEAN. Meanwhile, in the sub-regional sector, the two countries are actively collaborating under the Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Mechanism Triangle and Brunei Darussalam-Indonesia-Philippines East Asia Growth Area.
On this occasion, I would like to highlight the achievement of the two countries in the field of economic partnership, especially in the fields of trade and investment.
Ida Fauzia further said Indonesia is aware of the importance of inclusive collaboration between developed and developing countries in the world. Therefore, in the 2022 G20 presidency and the 2023 ASEAN chair, Indonesia is committed to increasing collective capacity to guarantee prosperity among nations through various efforts in various sectors. In this regard, the support of Malaysia and all friendly countries is urgently needed to ensure the best results for the whole community. The third news. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto has clarified that he has not issued any statement with the U.S. Secretary of Defense regarding China's claims in the South China Sea. He met with his U.S. counterpart Lloyd J. Austin III last week during a working visit to the United States. During the visit, Subianto witnessed the signing of a cooperation agreement between Indonesian and U.S. defense industries on the purchasing of F-15EX fighter jets and Sikorsky S-70M Black Hawk helicopters. At the meeting, he and the U.S. Defense Secretary discussed bilateral relations in the defense sector and sought to expand their coverage. They also discussed security issues in their region. The fourth news. Malaysian Ambassador Dato Syed Muhammad Hasrin Tengku Husin said that bilateral relations between Indonesia and Malaysia had been built for a long time and were deeply established based on family, culture, language, and customs. In the reception celebrating Malaysia's 66th Independence Day in Jakarta on Thursday, Tengku Husin expressed his appreciation for the cooperative relations between the two countries in various fields, ranging from intergovernmental cooperation in the fields of economy and investment to relations between the people of the two countries. The close relations between the two countries can also be seen from the visit of Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to Indonesia.
At the highest level, this year, the Prime Minister of Malaysia has visited Indonesia twice, namely in January in Jakarta and in May in Labuan Bajo. Inshallah, next week, Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim will be leading the Malaysian delegation to the 43rd ASEAN Summit in Jakarta. This would be his third visit as the Prime Minister of Malaysia to Indonesia.
Ambassador Dato Syed Muhammad Hasrin Tengku Husin also mentioned President Joko Widodo's visit to Malaysia last June. At that time, the two countries signed 6 cooperation documents on maritime and economic cooperation. The Malaysian ambassador was optimistic that the signing of these documents could improve work bilateral relations between Indonesia and Malaysia to a higher level. The fifth news. The Indonesian local brand Button Scarves strengthened its hold on the global market by entering the Malaysian fashion market. The CEO of Button Scarves, Linda Anggrea, said on Thursday, August 31st, 2023, that her brand is among the first of Indonesia to be displayed in the Ethereal Escapades collection in Asia Fashion Exchange Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week. After the giant installation campaign of Hold Me Bag in Times Square, following the New York Fashion Week last February, the brand is spreading its wings in Malaysia. By participating in the Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week, Button Scarves is attending to increase the acknowledgement, appreciation, and collaborations between cultures. The sixth news. The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, HE Mr. Hussein Brahim Taha, is deeply concerned about the ongoing situation in the Republic of Gabon. He strongly condemns any attempt to seize power by force and emphasizes that respect for democratic institutions and the rule of law is crucial for ensuring legitimate governance in Gabon. H. Ibrahim Taha urges all parties involved to exercise self-restraint and work towards restoring the constitutional order in Gabon as soon as possible. He also calls on them to follow the legal procedures prescribed for elections. And the final news, Hong Kong braced for arrival of Super Typhoon Saula on Friday as authorities raised the strong wind signal to number 8, bringing the city to a standstill with the most businesses, schools, and the stock exchange shut. According to weather forecasters, 3 tropical clones have formed in the Northwest Pacific Ocean and South China Sea, with Saula and Haikui already labeled typhoons, while Kirogi, the most distant from land, still classified as a tropical storm. The city's weather observatory said Sala is expected to skirt closer to Hong Kong on Friday, heading into Saturday morning, causing weather conditions to deteriorate rapidly. And that was the newsline.
Today's commentary is on China's Standard Map 2023 edition. China's Ministry of Natural Resources on Monday, August the 28th, released the 2023 edition of China's Standard Map, which contains expansions of claims in the South China Sea as well as in other countries' land areas. Specifically in the South China Sea, the concept of the country's territory has been changed from 9 dashed lines to 10 dashed lines. The 9 dashed line previously claimed the sea from the Paracel Islands, which Vietnam and Taiwan also claim, to the Spratly Islands, which are disputed with the Philippines, Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Vietnam. In the new dashed line concept, China has also included Taiwan in its territory. China's latest map is said to cover parts of the maritime area of Malaysia's exclusive economic zone near Sabah and Sarawak, Brunei, the Philippines, Vietnam, and even Indonesia. In addition, the disputed territory, which India also claims, includes the states of Arunachal Pradesh, the Eastern Himalayas, and the Doklam Plateau. China's claims in the 2023 edition of the Standard Map of China sparked strong protests from several countries. India has lodged a strong protest at the unilateral claim. India's Ministry of External Affairs spokesman Arindam Bagchi said that India has filed a strong protest through diplomatic channels regarding the 2023 China Standard Map claiming Indian territory. Arindam Bagchi added that China's unilateral claims only make it difficult to resolve the border issue. Apart from India, the Malaysian government also strongly protested against the China Standard Map, which was released Monday, August 28th. Malaysian Foreign Minister Zamri Abdul Kadir on Thursday said that his country would send a letter of protest to China. Malaysia does not recognize China's claims in the South China Sea, and the map does not have binding authority. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi, as quoted by Antara News Agency on Thursday, emphasized that the drawing of territorial lines, including the 2023 edition Standard Map of China, must comply with the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, or UNCLOS 1982. The assertion of the Indonesian Foreign Minister needs to be considered by the Chinese government as one of the first countries to sign UNCLOS in December 1982 and ratified it in 1996. China should faithfully implement UN Clause 1982, respecting the sovereign rights and sovereignty of the Philippines, Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, Vietnam, and Indonesia. In particular, of course, do not claim the maritime zone without the basis of legal rights according to the law of the sea. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
I'll begin today in history with September the 1st, 1923. A giant earthquake rocks the Japanese island of Honshu. A magnitude 7.9 until 8.4 earthquake rattled the Kanto region covering Tokyo Kanagawa, Chiba, and surrounding areas along Tokyo Bay and the Sagami Sea. The earthquake occurred at noon. One of the biggest earthquakes in Japan caused massive damage in several areas, including Tokyo, Yokohama, Chiba, Kanagawa, and Shizuoka. The natural disaster killed at least 105,385 people. Turning to the outbreak of war between Iceland and England in 1958, the Cod War between England and Iceland erupted in the waters outside Iceland on September 1, 1958. The war was triggered by Iceland expanding its maritime territory in order to expand its cod fishing area. The war lasted 12 days. After the war, Britain recognized Ireland's claim to an extension of its 12 miles of territorial sea. Several years later, the conflict started again. Iceland announced that they would extend the 12-mile limit to 50 miles with effect from September 1, 1972. I'll end today in history with September 1, 1948, the first Indonesian Women's Police Day. Women's Police Day in Indonesia is celebrated every September 1. This commemoration day is determined based on the history of the Women's Police Corps, which birth began in the city of Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, during the struggle against the return of the Dutch colonial troops in the early years of Indonesian independence. At that time, to avoid attacks by the Dutch, Indonesian people were displaced in some safe places of the country. However, to avoid intruders, displaced people must undergo some kind of investigation first. But many women at that time refused to be questioned by male police. Responding to this, the government asked the state police school in Bukit Tinggi to look for women who could serve as female police officers. Selection was carried out. 6 teenage girls of Minangkabau descent were selected as the first female police officers. On September 1, 1948, these 6 women officially became police women and began attending police officer training at the Bukit Tinggi State Police School. That was Today in History.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asked to optimize existing halal industry area. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin asked the existing halal industry area to be optimized in order to strengthen the Sharia ecosystem and finance. The demand was conveyed in Sarasehan Ekonomi Keuangan Syariah and the inauguration of Halal Safe and Healthy Culinary Zone ITS 10 November in Surabaya, East Java on Wednesday. Quoted from Antara, the vice president said the potential of East Java as a global level halal tourism destination must keep being strengthened. Halal industry and halal tourism zones are part of the Sharia economic infrastructure. The strengthening of Sharia economic infrastructure is done along with the inter-region accessibility improvement, including digital tech use integrated to all Sharia economic and financial sectors. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin explained the halal certification acceleration must be the focus of all. The aim is not only to give a halal label, but to guarantee a good and halal product that the people can consume. In the goal to develop Sharia economic and financial resilience, the Vice President reminded the importance of encouraging some effort, namely expanding a collaborative and conducive ecosystem network. The Vice President encouraged the ecosystems and communities such as Pesantren to produce mujahids or economic fighters. Pesantren or Islamic boarding school, besides being a preaching center that spreads religion, also has a role for people's economic empowerment. The dependence program via Pesantren was known as One Pesantren, One Product. According to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin, it requires an effort to grow innovative and creative Sharia businessmen and entrepreneurs. Indonesia needs entrepreneurs that can dig and showcase the top quality of regional resources while preserving the environment. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Mimpi indah menghias dunia. berbagi semua kisah canda tawa serta ceria air mata dalam duka kita masih bersama rajut mimpi-mimpi indah menghias dunia kita berjanji di dalam cinta akan selalu bersama berbagi semua.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
In today's Indonesian Wonder, Dewi Chika Cipta Karya Tourism Village. Listener, Dewi Chika Cipta Karya Tourism Village, Bengkayang Regency, West Kalimantan Province gained National Most Favorite Tourism Village at Village Award event held by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. This tourism village is the most watched and liked tourist village on the Kemenparekraf YouTube channel in the ADWI 2023 event. The Chika Tourism Village is known as a rubber and pepper producers. This village has four leading tourism destinations, namely Sepadang Hill, Salapar Hill, Riam Pelayo, and Jamet Hill. These four tourism destinations are often visited by tourists. Listener, from Bengkayang Regency, the tourism village of Chika can be reached in about 15 minutes by driving. The village, which was formed in 1988, was the result of a merger of five villages, namely Ketiat Village, Riam Pelayo Village, Seboro Village, Lamat Slamalat Village, and Seluma Village. Visiting here, you will feel how beautiful and cool Chika Village is. This village has a main attraction, namely Sepadang Hill. Sepadang Hill is a plateau that is still very beautiful to reach. To reach this hill, you need to travel 1,800 meters. Along the climb, you can find a bamboo forest almost halfway to the top of the hill. With a height of 500 meters, in this place there are also three resting posts and one orchid garden, which is very unique because there are bamboos arranged like water taps. Apart from that, there is also Salapar Hill, a hilly tour that is under the foot of Mount Brawang. The tourism spot is very rich and with a variety of rare animals and plants, which is one of the attractions of these tourism attractions. Listener, if you are lucky, you can also witness a number of traditional processions. One of them is Basan Sam. This tradition is a traditional procession to clean the village from all things which are not good, such as diseases, pests, disasters, and so on. After the traditional ritual, there will be offerings that are washed into the river at the end of the village. Interestingly, residents flocked to deliver the offerings wearing traditional clothing. Apart from Ban San Sam tradition, you can also find various cultural attractions in Ciptakarya village, including blowpipe play, making shape musical instruments, and playing pangkagasing. Sape is a traditional musical instrument typical of the Dayak tribe, made of aro or ada wood, marong wood, and pellet wood, which are commonly found in the forest of Kalimantan. And that's Indonesian Wonder.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
In today's Miscellany, Hard Candy for Rheumatic by Andalas University students. Students of Andalas University, West Sumatra created a hard candy from katehin of Uncaria for treating rheumatic. This innovation got a gold medal at the first Arau International Creativity Expo organized by UNIMAP. A team member of Andalas University, Reva Rahmadiansyah, said that the innovation made an achievement in the medicine, biomedical, healthcare, and cosmetics category. The hard candy used a substance called katekin from Uncaria. Katekin is found to have antibacterial, anti-inflammation, antifungal, and anti-cancer feature. The hard candy aims to reduce inflammation in rheumatic, an illness that causes pain in knee joint and is related to autoimmune and aging. The team wished to develop their innovation further as a product with economic value and benefits for the people. Moreover, Uncaria is a top commodity from West Sumatra.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a folk song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Hune. Hune is a Bhutanese folk song that narrates the beauty of a local Bhutanese bird called the Hun. In Indonesian, this bird is known as Wali Kembang. It's a kind of dove with green feathers, a yellowish beak, and eye slice. In Wakatobi, Hun birds are often found on banyan trees, which are bearing fruits. And now, here is the folk song from Southeast Sulawesi entitled Hune.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Masih muda, mungkin belum waktunya tuh kita bersama. Tapi salahkah bila cinta itu ada?
Benar orang bilang cinta tak harus miliki bila kita cinta. Mungkin saat ini kau lihat ku sendiri menanti cinta.
Cintaku untukmu, meski kata mereka ku tak punya apa-apa. Mungkin belum waktunya kita bersama. Tapi salahkah bila cinta itu ada?
Benar orang bilang cinta tak harus miliki bila kita cinta. Mungkin saat
from Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hi listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.